We started this program 2000, and now the program is thriving, and we wouldn't be here if you didn't start this program. So I thank you.
All right, everybody. With very special guest throwing out the first pick, we got Coach Maiden, Chicago legend, started the program, got the field built. Coaches, all around great guy. He's going to throw out the first pitch today for us. Give him a round of applause.
Let's go, Coach Maiden. Memories standing out here, but
yeah.
The coach is on the road at Harvey, back at home with the man. Athletic Director Fletch. How we doing, Fletch?
How you doing, man? I'm glad you're here, Coach.
Well, I'm glad you're sending me this invitation throughout the first pitch.
Wanted to give you flowers while you're here, brother. You know what I'm saying? You started this program 2000, and now the program is thriving, and we wouldn't be here if you didn't start this program. So I thank you.
Now, I'm going to tell my viewing audience. First of all, he invited me out throughout the first pitch. He ain't got no spread. I'm telling it all, Fletch. I'm telling. I ain't got no spread. And then I ain't threw a baseball in almost 30 years, so he want me to make it reach from the pitching mound home plate. But I'm going to roll it up here, but we're going to get it.
We're going to move you up.
Let's go, Coach Maiden.
And when we celebrate the 25-year anniversary, we're going to do a big community event for you, Coach.
You said, Mr. Fool, you got had a community. And I got to admit, there's been a lot of alumni that came. Whether so the game got pushed back hours, so some of them, I told them they didn't have to stay. But I'm just appreciative of you of this opportunity. I'm appreciative of those that have come out and left, and even though some of those that have stuck around.
Yeah, no, it's a great thing, man. You deserve it, man. You put in a lot of work. You was one of my baseball mentors when you was a scout with Coach Franklin. You was coaching CVS, even though we had to beat you out pretty bad in 1970, 17-2.
Now you put in a
But hey, I just appreciate you, man. You guys like you guys paved the way. Guys like you, Coach Frank, Coach Parker, Coach Gregs, Andre Morgan. You know, you brothers took your time. And Coach Summer Ball, Coach College Ball, High School, and y'all taught us the way, so we had to pay it forward, you know. So that's, I owe you a lot, Coach.
Of course, we can't leave out Nate Bolden from Ogden
Nate Bolden,
Park.
Oh, that's my man.
And Freeman.
Yeah.
With the Monterey Cookies, we can't leave out Freeman.
definitely.
So, you know, a lot of history, a lot of memory in Chicago baseball.
Definitely, man. I'm a baseball historian from 87 on to present.
Well, I'm only 13, so I don't know what you're talking about. So what's going on at Dollar Poppy? What's going on with this legacy?
We're doing great things over here. We have five programs. We got women's volleyball, men's and women's basketball, baseball, just added women's track, and next year we added men's track. So
you my resume. I might come back for a job.
I might need some help. We got over 100 athletes. We got the most athletes in all the city colleges, so we're doing very well. 41% of our students have a athletes have a 3.0 grade point average or better. So we're doing very well.
And I'm proud of what you're doing over there. I knew you was in high school. And again, Coach Leroy Franklin, he was your coach, and he was a mentor and a dear friend to me as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's he paved the way for me too, though. He sent me to Grambling where he went. I played there 4 years. After that, he let me coach on his coaching staff at Simeon. So he really was a second father to me.
So you just go get that Grambling in there too, huh?
Got to get Grand fam.
So, you know, and then, of course, you run an ACE program as well.
Yeah, I'm the college recruiter coordinator for ACE, so send a lot of kids to college, over about 300 in my career. We got about four on this team also, so it's good that Olive Harvey is a legit option now in the city of Chicago.
And I see you've got lights out here.
Yeah, we got lights. We're doing all right.
I'm going to have to come out here and get me a few games sitting on the field. It'll look great.
Compared when you built it by hand, didn't you, in 2000?
Well, we put a lot of energy into it.
Right.
And I'm just happy to see the program still going. I'm happy to see Fletch over here running it. One of my alumni who's over here coaching. So I feel right at home.
Yeah, no.
So we thank you for this opportunity, right. And we're going to look forward to that return.
Let's make a good pitch, all right, Coach? Let's go, Coach Mo.
What's the little update on a league of our own?
League of our own is coming great. We still got spots open for players. We're looking in May to have a big turnout with trials as we players end their college seasons and they're looking for someplace to continue playing baseball. As guys finish high school and find out they don't have a college to go to and they want to continue playing baseball, a league of our own is going to be standing there with its doors open, looking to develop ball players, give ball players the opportunity to continue playing baseball, give our ball players a chance to let their talent be seen in major league scouts and overseas market. And we're looking forward to it. We cut the games down to 30 games in 30 days, starting off as opposed to 50 games in 50 days, which allowed us to reduce the fee, so you save some money. We're looking forward to it. We got four teams right now. We're prepared to go to 16 or we get an overwhelming response. We got the Foster Chicago Elite Giants. We got the Sam Allen Monarchs, Satchel Paige All-Stars, Dick Allen Hitman.
But again, if you want some more information regarding that, go to www.ALOOO247.com. Again, that's ALOOO247.com, a league of our own.
Where's the opportunity to play baseball? They want to play baseball.